Okay, I would like to be a little all over the place in Yonei Sukkos. I want to speak mostly in Yonei Halacha. I want to end though with a nice Dvar Torah on the Yom Tov. I want to start with a little bit of an arichus on a not well known pilpul regarding the Esrig. It's a sugya, and like all sugyas, a geshmaka sugya, and then try to go through the different shailas that people are asking. But I'd like to start with a shtukl Torah that I think you'll find fascinating. There's a sugya in the Gemara in Sukkah Daf Lamed Aleph about whether Rabbi Yehuda holds that hiddur mitzvah is ma'akiv in the esrig, or it's just a hiddur, it's just extra. It's a sugya in the Gemara. Gemara declares if hiddur mitzvah is ma'akiv in esrig, according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Chacham, it is. And according to everybody else, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's the nidah, and that's the context of what I'm about to share with you. In other words, it's hiddur mitzvah like Zuzah Magdimon. If you do it, it's nice. If you don't do it, it doesn't matter. Or is hiddur mitzvah ma'akiv? You have a speckled esrig. It's possible because it's not muhud. The Gemara is shaila, according to Chachamim, sure, certainly hiddur is ma'akiv. And the Gemara is a shaila, according to Rabbi Yehuda. That's the context. That's not the point. The Gemara has two toshmas, and the question is how to deal with these two toshmas. The first toshma, the Gemara says, yorik kakarti, if you have a green esrig, so Remeir is machshir, Yehuda pasels. So the Gemara says, my lav, yishum deboi hadar. Why would a green esrig be pasel? So I'll talk lemaisa. I'm starting with the Gemara. The Mishnah says Yarek Hakarti Rameya Mashir Rabbi Yehuda Pasel. The Gemara says, why does Rabbi Yehuda Pasel? My lab Deboi Hader. It's Stam because it's missing in Hider. Hider is a yellow esrig. The Gemara says Loi, the Loi Gamar Peri. The fruit is not fully grown if it's still green, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda Pasel.
Is there an option to get another one?
What?
He
has to get another one, contribute.
So you're saying that
Gemara says review the apostles. Review says green is apostle. Gemara says, is it because of Hadar? No, it's because it's not fully grown. Then the Gemara says, Tashma, second Tashma, sheer esrig cotton. What's the minimum size of an esrig? Review the Ima Kebeya, the size of an egg. So Gemara says, my lav, Mishum Dubai Hadar, same language. Why does it have the size of an egg? Because he needs hadar. Whereas it's loy, the loy gama peri. Same teretz. It's not fully grown. It's still the size of an egg. It's not fully grown. So the Gemara says, my lav, mishum debay hadar, loy, the loy gama peri. The shaila lehalacha that the Rishayim in the Paiskim Adan is the following. Ledina, lehalacha, that we hold you need hadar in an esrig, it's ma'akiv. Do we say lamaskana, these two psulim, green and small, apostle as chasar and hadar? Or do we say lamaskana that the apostle as loy gamar peri? In other words, the Gemara starts and says, my la mishun debay hadar. That green and small is possible because it's not nice. Gemara ends, no, because of Gama Peri. Is that Gemara's Teretz Lahalacha? Or it's only a Dichoy because we thought Rabbi Yehuda doesn't require Hadar? So Halacha Lamaisa, why is a small Esrig parcel, less than the size of an egg? Is it because it's not Mahudar? Or is it because it's not Nigma Peri? What would be an Afkamina? Well, either way, it says parcel. It's possible. What? Nafkamina is, if you know it's gomer, let's say you have an esrig, you have never bought an esrig, and it looked beautiful, and you put it away for a week, and comes yont if you take it out, and it shrunk. Never happened to you? I used to put my esregim in lulavim high up on top of the cabinet so my kids can't get a hold of it. Guess where all the heat is? So it made my lulav get dried, and my esrig shrink. So if an esrig were to start off big enough, and shrink to less than a kebeya, it's totally in this clear. If the psul of a small esrig is because it's not muhudr, It's not mahudr. It's too small. If the psul of a small esrog is because of like gama peiri, it was gama peiri because it grew to more than a kebaya. So now if it shrinks, that's not a sign of like gama peiri, and then it's kosher. So the case of an esrog that shrinks over yomtiv or before yomtiv is totally in this sakira. What's the maskana sagamara? No, exactly. So, what? So that's the point. If the psul is as gemar peiri, it reached gemar peiri. So it can become less gemar peiri later. So then when it shrinks, it's still kosher. But if the psul is not as gemar peiri, if the psul is as hider, it's missing the hider. So this is an afkamina legabi, the size of an esrig. Second afkamina is if you have very common an esrig that's mostly yellow but has green spots on it. It has sometimes the top is still green.
Menumah?
No, menumah might be ugly, but let's say the top of the esrig is still greenish and the rest of it is yellow. So it depends on this chakira. If green is a sign of like gama peiri, so it's gama peiri, it turned yellow. So part of it didn't turn yellow, but it turned yellow. So it's nigmar hapri, especially if you know over time it'll finish turning yellow. So it's gomar peiri. But if the psul is because green lacks in hadar, if green lacks in hider, so then green is a pustulous color of an esrig. And then if you have any green in it on the top part, it's a shini mara, and it will pasul. So which is the kula? It's better to say, what would you rather? It's better to say it's a psul als gemar peiri, because then you can be mekel on both clairs, right? If it's a psul is gemar peiri, so if it shrinks, or if it's turning yellow, then it's still kosher, then it would still be good. So these are really the two nafkaminas. So let's say you know it's going to finish turning yellow. Yeah, Seichel, he knows by experience. But it doesn't keep on growing when you cut it off the tree. It's fully grown. It's just the process of color has changed. There's a third interesting nafkamina. Some Seifer writes about an esrog the size of a kebaya. You all know that the famous tzlach who says nishtanu habayim. Right, the tzlach says that our eggs are half the size of the old eggs. So is that only when it comes to things you eat? Shtanu abayim, you need a double egg. A double kazayas. What about the gabi and esrig? When we say the size of an egg, is that the size of an egg? Or is the old egg? Is it the old egg? Though? So some Sefer writes in the Tshuva the following words. He says, you can rely on our egg. Because if nishtanu abeyim, nishtanu esroigim. So if the eggs change, esroigim also change. Nishtanu abeyim, nishtanu esroigim. Why the whole nature is smaller. So if you hold that the size is a simen of gomar peiri, then it makes sense. If size is a simen that the pri is finished, so it makes sense. Eggs are finished a smaller size, so that's right, I'm finished a smaller size. But if you hold esrog with hadar, it's not a nice esrog if it's small. Hadar has nothing to do with nishtanu. The egg is only it's nothing to do with eggs. It has to do with a certain number of inches. Eggs is a way of expressing it. So weiter, if you hold it, it's gama peiri, and some say those words make sense. If you hold it, it's out hider. So it's a mistaver that you need the same size for the hider. So three, niceness probably stays the same, I don't know. The level of what's considered nice seems to be going up in our generation. Right? It's not going down.
They're both tosa are related, isn't it? Whether it's hadar or whether it's...
Well, one is a simen and one is a siba, really, if you think about it. If it's size, it's a simen. If it's gomar peiri, it's just a simen that the peiri is nigmar. Really, it would be smaller in Eliyahu Navi would tell you it was nigmar peiri, it would be fine. But if it's hadar, that means That means that we say objectively, this is, Chazal said, this is not a nice fruit. A nice asterisk, smaller than that, then it's the Siva. Yeah. Yishtanu ahidur. I think hidur went up since the Chazal's time to today. Yeah. Maybe you're right. I'm not saying some stuff, but I'm saying this. So, okay. No, some Sefer writes, if Nishtanu Abay, Nishtanu Asraigim. Okay, some Sefer could say that. He's saying that overall, look, the Tzlach says Nishtanu Abayim, so must be Nishtanu Akazes. He's saying that's just the way it is. If one thing changed, the other changed. Abay is here for Zay is here for Bay. I would see it is. So. People are taller. Yeah. Well, that the Tzlach says, people didn't get smaller. See, the whole Tzlach is based on measuring the finger width method as opposed to the displacement method. So he doesn't say people changed. He says, he's asking, if Esroigim and eggs change, why didn't people change? Pikes we eat better, I don't know. Nutrition is better. What? Who? People, because we eat better and we have more nutrition. Can I ask you, if people got stronger, why do we say that nowadays we're not strong enough to fast? Chafetz Chaim says, nowadays we don't fast Bahab, we don't fast, we're weak. What do you mean we're weak? Are we stronger than them? I think mentally we're weaker. Physically we're stronger. I think mentally we're just weaker. We don't have the commitment. Okay, if you don't like the third nafkamina, let's stick with the first two. Okay? What? I'm going to talk about that. Good, one second. That's totally in this chakira. If you learn, the Gemara started, Yarkakarati, why is it possible? My love, it's not hodor. Gemara says, Loi, the Loi Gama Peri. Well, it's in the eyes of the beholder. Last night I went for a Taimini Esrig. I usually take a Taimini together with my Yisrael Dika. So the person I went with told me, it's a little orange. I said, it doesn't look orange to me. I can't see orange. I'm colorblind. To me it looks nice. I don't know. He said, a little orange. I never saw an orange Esrig. They had this big, you know, the pictures of Reb Chaim with this big Esrig. If you want, you can get one on East 3rd and King's Highway. It's possible, but it's nice. It has a shinimara on the top. It's this big Esrig like a cantaloupe. A picture. What? It has a shinimara on the top. It's not possible because of the size. Yeah.
What's the dinner
of that? Of what? I have no idea. Since Rabbi Kiva had a big ass week, I don't know. You know, these things are in the eyes of the beholder. Certain things Chazal said are not mohadir, and that's a Kabbalah biyadeinu. And then other things, depends what you like. Somebody asked me if, I told him he was looking at an ass week, I said, hiddur depends on the person. So he asked me, if to him part of the hiddur is the price tag, whether that's considered the hiddur of the esrig, you know, like he likes a lower price.
Or the simon. And like Mike said, if it seems the Gemara is doche that it being green, yarek karti. If it's doche, then really green, yellow, whatever color it is, it should be good.
All right, lemaisa, it depends on how to learn this piece of Gemara that I started with. If you learn that it's a dichui ba'alma, then it stays with the habamina. It's ba'i hiddur. But if you learn that it's that the maskon is the truth, then that's the ugama peri. Lemaisa is very interesting. All the places can talk about it. The Taz, the Grah, the Taz and Magen Avraham and the Grah all have one sheet. Usually that's la halacha. The Taz, the Magen Avraham and the Grah all go that the psul is ugama peri, which is what we would prefer to hear. Which is why we don't passel things that have some green on it. Because we know that our esrigim grew from regular esrig trees, where things turn yellow. And it's not a sign of logama peri, because some of the esrigim come off fully yellow and some don't. Mishnah Berurah says, it says in Shulchan Aruch, Yorik, Shadayim al Isfei Asad Apostle, it says in the Mechaber, green is possible. Ella im kein chayzel amara esri kasha. K'shamash and I say, unless you know, it would turn yellow. Ratzalai, Mir Mishnah Berurah says, Hechdi adina teva hasregim shavayse makim. Shadarka lazer achakach lamara esrig. lachashashaz mamaruba, azafilu boy de yaruk kosher, which means it's not a psul and hider. If you psul and hider, then if right now it's not mahuder, it doesn't matter. Therefore, it's finished. And he says, "Iskimu apayskim, you shouldn't buy an esrog unless it started to turn yellow, because maybe otherwise it wouldn't." And that's what it says. A tafresh memches samachay. Now, what's interesting is, despite the fact that kamat all the payskim achrayim, when you learn Shulchan Aruch, agree to this psak, the Sharetzion says the loy kebach shemachmir. The Bach learns the Gemara differently. The Bach learns that in the Maskana, both psulim apply, like Gomer Peiri and it's Chsarin and Hider. The Bach would not use anything that's green at all. He wouldn't use any green on it. He holds his Rishini Mare, and he wouldn't use it. The Tazim are going to bring the Bach, and they disagree. What's interesting about the Bach is that there are a number of later Achrayinim who say to be mahadah like the Bach. It's very strange, it's very unusual, I should say. You know, the page in Shulchan Aruch, everyone's mekel. There's not a single machmir. And the Bach says to be machmir. And there are a number of achrayinim who say to be machmir, including the Aruch HaNer, the Sefer Bikuri Yaakov on this. The Stei Chemet, what? The Bach on the Torah. There should be no green at all. The Stechemed, he learns the Gemara differently, right? The Bach, the Stechemed, Amarech Aslamed, on the title, subtitle Luliv, it's in the Stechemed, it's Kuf Kla Kuf Mem Aleph Ois Samach Dalid. Very interesting Lashon. You know, the Stechemed moved to Yerushalayim. He says, "B'tchila nahakti k'minig anshe Yerushalayim," that the green doesn't matter. He calls it "minig anshe Yerushalayim." He was not b'tchila k'minig anshe Yerushalayim to be mekel. He says, "Shuvri isi kama machmirin ka'bach." So he started to be machmir like the Bach. He brings the Beis Meir, Knesset Gedolah, the Mabit, and Mishkanes Yaakov. A number of earlier paiskim. Some of them will have a tendency, the Mishkanes Yaakov, the Knesset Gedolah, they have a tendency to have a Shitas Yachid. And therefore, there are those who are Mahadir, like the Bach, to go without any green at all. Now, today, I don't think, there are Yechidim maybe who are Makbid not to have any green. And maybe, you know, the first day, which is their Eisa, you should, if you have green on your Eisa, which probably here, at least half the Esreg have green on them, so be Mahadir to take somebody's totally yellow Esreg as well. So it's not the truth. The truth is that the Gemara's language for yaruk green is not yaruk. Tysus says, Tysus in Hilchos Treifus says yaruk kakarti is green, and stam yaruk is yellow. And Tysus says lepa'am in blue. What blue has to do with yellow and green? I have no idea. Is it because I'm colorblind? Blue has anything to do with yellow and green? It's also yellow. It's yellow. It says that it says Esther was Iraq Roikisaya. You think she was green?
She's very green.
Maybe she was yellow. I don't know. What? What? Rashi says Yoruk. Okay. And with Tosis Neil Treifus says Stam Yoruk is not green. When it says Yoruk Hakarti, then it's green. And the Machabis Lashon. Hayoruk shadaimel isvei asada apostle. Yoruk, which is daimel isvei asada, that's what's apostle. Okay. Green. Oh, really? Makes blue?
No, yellow and blue make green.
Yellow and blue make green. Okay, so they're related somehow. Okay. So at any rate, like I said, the only place that Mr. Brewer gives this anything is when he says, like I read to you, that green is good. The only place he says, in the bottom, he says, Harbe achrayinim deloy kebach shemachmir bezeh. The Sharetzion in the Samach Tes, Harbe achrayinim deloy kebach shemachmir bezeh. So he brings the Bach as an afterthought, and the standard halacha is very clearly Doimele Isfeya Sada, so I'm not sure. Okay. I'm colorblind to green. I don't know. I mentioned many times my you know, everyone has his revelation moment. I grew up, my parents made fun of the clothing I bought. They used to be angry at me, thought I was trying to be modern. I bought the crazy color. My ties had orange and purple. And so, I grew up with it. You know, European parents, what do they know? So one day, my Bechor was about a year and a half old. I walked with him with the carriage. So I was watching him. And my wife was probably busy in the house. So I came to a traffic light. So I taught him red light, yellow light, white light. I grew up assuming it's just called a green light. To my eyes, it looks white. So I taught him red light, yellow light, white light. So a day or two later, my wife says, "What's this business with white light?" And she's going to get confused. Everyone calls it green, but it's really white. So suddenly I had a revelation that there are colors I don't see with my eyes. And it's a green light also, right? To most people, it's a green light. I don't know. Maybe it looks white. So suddenly it became clear to me my parents weren't so foolish all along, and the problem was with me, not with them. So someone told me they have glasses now that you can that colorblind people could see. I don't know. Anyway, everybody has to have one failing, so God gave me this one failing. I have to tell you. Okay. I have a kasha on the Bir Halacha. The Bir Halacha, Tov Reish Mem Ches Chav Beis. I told you till now it was Emesis Din. It has green, it's kosher. You want to be a Mahadur, you take a yellow one, especially the first day. In Siv Chav Beis, it says Shir Esri Katan. The Shir of an Esri Katan, that's Pasel, Pachas Mikabeya, Pasel. Avanu Kabeya, if it's the size of an egg, Afilu Beiser, even if it was cut early, it just grew just that much, kosher. As big as you want, it's all kosher, and that's an easy halacha. So what I'm confused about is the Bir Halacha. Bir Halacha says, Pachas Mikabei Apostle, Kal Shiva, Shlo Nigma Piriyai, which is the way we're saying. Why is it Apostle? Shlo Nigma Piriyai, not because of Hidr. V'lo Nikra Pi, Ephilim haya by kashir, v'loy nikra pri, v'loy nikra pri, period. V'ephilim haya by kashir, u'bemeh ha'agnet stameik, if it started off the full shear, and over yant if it shrunk, v'amid apachas mekabeya, pasol mishum she'ein o'hadar. What's going on here? He just finished saying, it's asking about pri, which is not like the Bach. And then he says, if it shrunk, pasol mishum she'ein o'hadar. It's the only one you have. You let it blow brach. What's going on? Suddenly he changes. By green, he says Gama Peri is the maskana, and he doesn't say it's psul hadar, which is the way the Magen Avraham, the Taz, and the Gro all learned. And here in the Bir Halacha, he sticks in mishum sheina hadar. Why should I say my own svaris? Have a Gemara. Gemara says my lam mishum hadar. So Gemara says loy. But the Gemara says, loy to make Rabbi Yehuda shtim. But we end up Rabbi Yehuda holds in need hadar, so why use the tichoy? The two Gemaras, one after the other, mila b'mila, the same 10 words. And by green, the Mishnah Berurah is naming on that it's a tichoy ba'alma, and we stay with the, that's not a tichoy ba'alma, we stay Gamar Peri. And by shrinking, he ends up that it's a tichoy ba'alma, we stay with the psul hadar. So the question is the consistency of the Mishnah Berurah. The Gemara is saying loy. Gemara is saying if you get holes, you don't need hadar.
Because it was nigma
pay. What?
It was nigma pay. For the first day, it was
pay. That's the problem. It was nigma pay.
So therefore, we get smaller.
So why does the Bir Halacha say in the stomach form and alpach is pasul b'shem hadar? If we're passing nigma pay. But if you say also, that's the Bach. The Bach says that both terutzim are emes l'maskan. That's the sheet of the Bach. It's funny to hear he knows only the Bach. But no, it can't be because he says green is kosher. says green is possible. So why if it's green, don't we say it's missing its hadar? No, if you hold the hadar, then the bach who holds hadar holds it doesn't matter if it's going to change to yellow, it's ugly. If you hold green is ugly, then it's ugly. You know what I mean? If a green is a chsar and a hadar, it doesn't help that it's going to change. It's absurd. Anyway, this is the sort of the Shekel Torah that I wanted to share with you. It is important to know the rule. It's an important rule regarding the difference between the first day and the other 7 days. There's a difference in the requirement for the first day of Sukkot, which is Deraisa, and the other days. Chazal, normally, the Rabbanon can Deraisa Tiknu. But since with Arba Minim, it's something that's hard to find, especially Bizmanehem, before it became a commercial enterprise. So Chazal were more makel on the 7 days. How much more makel? It's Malchaikis, the Beis Yosef and the Ramah. As usually, the Sfaradim have the upper hand, the Beis Yosef is more makel. And there was more mash, but the Beis Yosef holds that the psul hadar is only on the first day. In other words, if you have a spotted esrig, or if you hold shrinking is no good, or if you hold green is no good, that's only an issue the first day. The other days, hadar is hinder mitzvah, it's not ikar adin. The Ramah holds, like the Rosh, that hadar, upsulei hadar, like menumer, is all 7 days. But chaser is kosher the other days. Chaser means if the esrig is missing something, a part of the esrig is missing, it's kosher all 7 days. Now that includes a broken pitum. A broken pitum, even when it's possible, it's only possible as chaser. So a broken pitum, now I mentioned this at my Shabbos table, someone told me, oh, but there's a story about someone whose pitum broke on a Shana Rabbah and he went to buy, he told me a whole long story. So the story is a story, but it's not true halacha. You know, whether the story happened, I don't know. And if it happened, maybe the person didn't know halacha, or maybe he wanted to be mahadir. I don't know.
So the pitum is only for the 7 days on?
Or if the pitum breaks. If the pitum came off on the tree, that's always kosher.
If you said on the first day, bring it home, before you have a chance to make a bracha.
The pitum breaks. It's interesting. It's really only possible if it breaks into the esrig. If the Shoshanta breaks off, it's really kosher, lahalacha at least. But people assume it's possible. But that's all the first day. The other days, both the Mechaber and the Ramah agree, chaser is kosher the other days. That is a nafkamina, listen to this, menumer. If you have green, you have a spot, an ugly spot on top of the esrig. So one ugly spot on top of the esrig that's easily seen, passels the esrig. So that psul for Sfaradim, for the Mechaber, is only the first day. For us, it's all the days. But there's a great Eitzah. Take a knife and cut out the Menumer. Now you switched it from a Menumer to a Chaser. And so now you're going to be mashering it by cutting it out. And you're like that. What do you say? The second one? You have to cut out a little extra around.
Unless you eat it.
Or if you take it to eat it. It's mukhtar mitzvah, it's also the hanah. Unless it's possible, then it's not mukhtar mitzvah. What? Maybe it's misakin. The Mechasino says the halacha deketikun is a drabbanon. It says by that dasi, now I pick off the berries. If it's right berries, it's possible. So it says it's aser, although it's. I don't know. What? If you cut out a piece?
Yeah,
of course.
It is
possible. Ramah, chaser kosher bishar yamim. Nitl pitmasai oyoksai dina kachaser. Vikosher biyam rishon ve'elach. Beferish, if the pitim is missing, that it's kosher. I think Mishnah Berurah talks about the eitzah of cutting it out. And he, what? This is Tuf Resh Mem Tes. Sif Hay, it's a long Sif. Yamil Ramah and Sif Hay. The eights of cutting it out. yeah. Yeah, is it good eights to cut it out? The Rama holds is no eitzah to cut it out. Once it was possible, you can't be makshur by cutting it out. That's what the Rama says. The Mishnah Berurah says, "Ayin bebir agra mitzadid loymer fi mashpasim machabel el whatever." He brings a raya to pligi alzeh. Akei mitzadid yeshladin lahakul b'chata chayav shusayanim or b'shar yamin. Anyway, the gra is makshir, this eitzah of cutting it out. And, what? No, chasur is only is not a psul hadar.
Yeah, but if you cut it out, isn't it cutting?
Well, we say chasur is, I don't know, I guess fruits could be cut up. Normal to cut up a fruit, maybe it's not missing a
chasur.
It's an old shiloh. Why don't they take the other days, if you have only one esrog in town, so the other days, cut it into four and pass it around. Let everyone take one of the four. They actually chew this on this. What? Yeah, it's malacha. It should be a problem. It says if you have a hadas that's roig berries, it's possible. You now pick it off on yantif because it's mezi kamisakin. It's similar to tikkun. So it's, what? But it's mezi kamisakin. I think it still is. It's up to come on it. Maybe. Okay. It says that. All right. Let me talk a little about in Yoni Sukkah. I wanted to mention a couple of shilas. It's interesting. People ask me shilas in shul. I say I'll look it up, and then I forget. It's just too many to remember. But last night, someone called me with the identical shilas. So I remembered to take a look. I know some machlekes rishonim. I looked how he paskin. Someone in shul asked me, he has a sukkah and there's an overhang of his roof. So obviously he can't eat there. His shiloh was whether the table could be there. You all know by a tiny sukkah you need Zayin al Zayin for him and his table. Shamiyim shachach ha-shulchanai. Because if his table is somewhere else, he may be nim shachach ha-shulchan. So he asked me, if it's a big enough sukkah, just you have a lot of people. Are you allowed to have the table under the overhang if you're not eating by the table, you're just storing things, it's certainly okay. Last night, someone caught me at the same shaila. He has a tree over a corner of his sukkah. So he plans to park the ladies there who don't need a kasher sukkah. And the question was, if the shulchan, he asked exactly the same shaila. It's a machlaik is in the Gemara there between Taisus and the Rif. If shamiyim shechachal shulchan, he applies even by a big sukkah. Lamaisa, what? If what?
The part of the table is not under the
overhang. So that's a question. So let me tell you what it says lahalacha in Shulchan Aruch. This is the last sif in Tafresh Lamed Dalet. Mishay Yerushay Verubay B'Sukkah V'Shulchan Eichutz L'Sukkah. Someone, his table is not the Sukkah and he's in the Sukkah. So Kilu Ochach Lo Yochach B'Sukkah. It's no good. I feel when me sukkah gedayla, even if it's a big sukkah, gezeira shamiyim shachach shulchanai. It's gezeira drabanan where it says they were sort of aikud deraisa, whatever that means. Like kiamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha, if the table is inside, so it sounds like bad news. Mishabura says how much of the table do you need under the schach? One tefach, because that's what they said: seven tefachim, six tefachim for the person, and one tefach for the table. So Mishnah Berurah says that you need one tefach. One tefach is not enough for me to eat on a table. It's a little narrow. But now you're not allowed to be nimshachach shulchan. You're not bend over the table. Yechutz the sukkah. If you'll be careful, the gezer is only made if it's less than a tefach. But if mitzah shulchanai b'sukkah, mitzah se techabayis, muta, the like azrina and shamishach shulchanai, avalim kol shulchanai b'bayis, so it says it's no good. And where does it say the shir of a tefach? In the Sharatzion. Okay. What? He gives an eitzah if you don't use the table. You have a sandwich. You don't use the table at all. You just use your hands. You hold it in your hands. So then there's no gezeirah. Okay. What? You're not required to have a table. No, it depends. If you're having chicken soup, it's practical to have a table. But if you're having a sandwich, you don't need it. Okay, now I mentioned... What? It's a machlokes riff in Taisis, but the Shulchan Machaber is Taisis like the riff. Even any psul. Yeah. What?
You don't need a table,
they
could eat sandwich. Why don't the
kashrus
exist?
A good question. I don't know.
So as long as the whole table's not in the house,
the
whole table's
not in the house, but the tefach is in the sukkah. Yeah, probably means the whole length of it, a tefach. What? Yeah. Okay. Okay. I mentioned both in yeshiva and in shul that regarding the bracha leisha basukkah, most of us grew up, you only make leisha basukkah if you have either hamotzi or mezainis. Now it's really very difficult to understand because the mitzvah is living in the sukkah. So what's the difference? If I'm sitting in the sukkah, what's the difference? I'm eating, I'm not eating. Someone goes to sleep in the sukkah, he's going to sleep for 6 hours, 12 hours. I don't know, he's going to sleep in the sukkah. Why can't he make a leisha basukkah? So the minhag ha'olam certainly is based on the Rosh, is that it's hard to draw the line. When is it called yeshiva sukkah? When is it temporarily in the sukkah? So we only make when we eat in the sukkah. That's the minhag ha'olam. So I mentioned yesterday that I find myself eating a meal, I go to somebody and I'm getting a sukkah, so I have to eat mezainis to make, and then I come home and I go to sleep again, I have to eat, so I find myself eating a lot of mezainis over sukkahs. So I want to mention two things. One thing I did mention is that in someone else's sukkah, if you're staying there, if you're visiting, you don't need to eat. So the question is where it says in Mishnah Berurah. So it's not a Mishnah Berurah, it's a Sharat Siyan. The Sharat Siyan at the end of Tov Reish Lamed Tes, which is the Siman on Yeshiva Sukkah, in the middle of a long Sharat Siyan, Lamed Gimel, he says, I'll read his lashings. No, it's not that clear, but he says the following. V'das ha'chaye yodam, shehetik, de b'chol gavni chayv levarech sham, he's going on someone who's visiting someone else's sukkah, afilu lo yaychol, niratamai, why somebody else's sukkah? You don't have to eat your sukkah, you have to eat. Daminik shenogu, hurak bebeisai, the minik to be makban am a Zionist is only in your own house. Shederach l'kvayah sham suda. In your house, you always eat. Hungry, not hungry. In your own house, you eat. Avo bebeis acherim. Shederach l'kvayah sham suda. You visit somebody, you don't necessarily eat a meal. L'kuliyam. Kol shenichta sham chayim levarech. Anytime you go, you should make a bracha in your friend's sukkah.
Without eating.
But he qualifies it. Makom akim nira. I feel it today. Even like the chayyadim. If you're visiting your friend, you want to spend time with him, you're sitting down with him. You went there, he says, you borrowed my sefer, give it back. Or you owe me $100, give it back. You don't want to stay there. You want to go, get your thing, and go home. So he happens to be in the sukkah, you're going in the sukkah. You're not looking to sit in the sukkah, you're looking to find a fellow. It's no different than a misasek. So it seems that if you're visiting someone, that he seems to be to be passing, be the chayyadam, that you would make a bracha. He does bring the Shulchan Aruch Rav, who says, Dafka Eichel Sham. But it sounds like he's passing like the chayyadam, but qualifying.
Is a married son considered a visiting?
Visiting when you go to your married son. It's derech lekvayah shamsuda. Then yeah.
What about going to learn in the sukkah?
So we pass in that you don't make a bracha when you go to learn. And I have an issue. I come to shul, and I sit come out the whole day in the sukkah with some svarim learning. So again, it's very hard to understand if I'm going to sit there. From 9 o'clock till Mincha at 1:40, it's very difficult to justify not making Leisha B'Sukkah. You know, it's certainly a yeshiva in the sukkah. So what I do is I'm achrei mizaynis and I avoid the shayla. But
is shul sukkah is like a friend.
It's not derech l'kvayah sham suda. I don't know. I hear. And this shul, everyone takes coffee and cookies. Nobody. But I do want to read to you another Mishnah Berurah. It's a little confusing. Lamaisa. What? That's right. So Thursday night, everyone should be at Mishmar. But the derech is to eat by Mishmar. And we'll have plenty of food here. Mitzvah Hashem a week. This week, it's already Thursday night. Wow. This week, Thursday night, Mishmar, everyone's invited. We hope to have some hot dishes too. Now, what about sleeping in the sukkah? I just can't eat anymore. How much could you eat already? I had a suda. I visited someone. I'm full. So I want to read to you two places, the Mishnah Berurah. It's very confusing to me what to do l'maisa. He says, this is the Mishnah Berurah. He brings the Shulchan Aruch. It's all the end of Tafir Shlamet test. That's the big sif to learn. The Losh of the Shulchan Aruch, Nogu, Eim Avarch, and Sukkah, Elo Bishas Achila. Okay? That's our meaning. We only do it Bishas Achila, the Ramah is, Vahachi Nohug, Ashkenazim too. We're all, that's the Bechaber in Tafir Shlamet test of Ches. On that, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hamisana Besukkis, if you're fasting. That's not Negev to me and you. Oi, Shein daite lechol pas ba'isayim. You finished with your bread for that day. You're just not eating. You're coming out to go to sleep. Oz lekuli alma. There he says lekuli alma. Kol aima shiyotzi yetziya gemura. If you had left the sukkah and you're coming back, chayim levarech. The dafka kisha eichol pas. Dafka when you plan to eat bread. Sfir lahanu pais kisha mevarech al ikar chiyav asukkah. Upaita kol advar metfeil. Av kshein ayaychol. So he's saying, if you're done with your eating, that you can make a leisha basukah, even on sleeping there, or on being metayel there, on other things that you're doing there. And now it seems to be a little not like the machaber, but he's saying the machaber is talking about someone who still plans to eat today. So you come home, you're sitting in the sukkah waiting, the suda will be in an hour, so you plan to eat, so you save your bracha for when you. From when you plan to eat, and that seems to be the psak. Now, the problem is that all the way at the end, by Shmini Atzeres, as you know, the Paiskim all hold that you're mechuyev to eat in the sukkah and Shmini Atzeres, despite the meaning of the Chassidim that they do, or they only do it by day, not by night, or only kiddush, whatever, in Minhag Gemara. In Halacha, you're mechuyev to eat in it's a Gemara. You're mechuyev to eat. Somebody once told me, some people, you don't have to. I said, yeah, I know. It's Rish Lakish. I think it's Rabbi Yaakov Rish Lakish in the Gemara. I said, there are some people. But the Gemara says, Hilchisa, Yisuve, Mesvinam, Bruchay, Lame, Varchinam. Whereas the Allah, as we sit in the Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, we don't make a bracha. All right, in Chuslaret. But be that as it may, you know, I'm not going to change everybody's mind. Well, I got my father to change. My father's father, David Ashkenaz, you were Ashkenazim, and my father's father sat in the Sukkah, Shmini Atzeres. After the war, my father Nebuch fell in with Hasidim, and he started having also Sfarad, which I also do, and he kept on putting on Tefillin Chol Moed, which is interesting, which I also do, but he stopped eating the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. When I got a little older, I asked his Mechila, I want to eat the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. So we started talking about it. I said, you know, yes, go Yeshua, I said, Deborah Tzina Rav, ask him what to do. So from then on, he sat in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. It's a godless of a father listening to his son, you know. He from then on, he ate in the Sukkah Shmini Atzeres. I had the same incident. He used to make Kiddush on Schnapps. I told him, yes, Kol Yishai Debret Tzina Rav, ask him. And after that, he never made, as far as I know, never in his life ever again made Kiddush on Schnapps. For my father, no. I wasn't asking Debret Tzina Rav. I have my own Rebbe. I can't answer you what he held. I just know what my father. Deborah Tzin is Chassidish Ashkenaz, you know, Obelan, so I don't know what they do. Anybody know Obelan? I don't know. But anyway, I want to read to you, I'm getting sidetracked. So he's talking about Shmini Atzeres, But listen to what he says here. He says, "Our minig, except for the gronix, the minig, the Mishnah Berurah, is on Shmini Atzeres we eat in the sukkah, but we do not sleep in the sukkah, despite the fact that the other 7 days we do. But on Shmini Atzeres we eat in the sukkah, don't sleep. Why? What's the hesber?" So he says the following. He says, "What?" He said, this is his reason. Listen to what he says. Mishum dinira kemaisif ala mitzvah. Why is sleeping maisif ala mitzvah? Bishlama gabi yachila. Bama she'ene mevorech kemai bishivisi meisoka yike akeira. There are 7 days you eat with a bracha. Shmini Atzeres eat without a bracha. It's a heker. Deinu mechavim lohisif ala mitzvah. V'shein kem bishena. Dibachol yimei sukkas gam kenei mevorechen ala she'ene. My hekera yika. You always sleep without a bracha. So there's no heker. So it's nira kamaisif ala mitzvahs. Umamela, you don't sleep in the sukkah. The makar for this is Taisus. Taisus asks, why, if you say at Sveka diyoma, you sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres, why don't you say Sheka Lulav, Shmini Atzeres, at Sveka diyoma? So Taisus says, because it's nikur that you're treating it like chayal. Nobody shakes a lulav if it's not a mitzvah. So Tei says, that's why nobody shakes a lulav Shmini Atzeres, it's a zilzon yamtiv. But eating in a sukkah, you can eat out, you can eat on your porch, you can eat in the hut. So Mimela, it's, we sit in the sukkah Shmini Atzeres. Now that's a real makar for the minig in certain chassidus, in very cold countries like Russia, where this time of the year, I don't know what the global warming, but it was always very cold. Aviyita told me that it started to snow this time of the year, and you didn't see the earth till the March or April thaw. You know, like the ground was just always covered with snow. It was very cold. So it's very cold. You have this problem. In those countries, sitting eating in the sukkah is nira kamaisif ala mitzvah. Why are you eating there? Tosfos says, you don't shake a lulav, because it's nikkur, you're treating it like the seventh day. But sitting in a sukkah, it's not nikkur. In a place where it's very cold, so it is nikkur. And it may be, Dr. Shulchan says, it may be that's why in some places they sat by day and not by night, because by night it's colder. And by night it's not that, by day it's not that cold.
When you say ma'isa ma'isa, you don't mean, you mean you make it cold.
You make it cold.
Yeah,
I'm reading the Lashon. It's not baltaisa because you don't have kavana. See, when he says nira kavana, I assume he means what you're saying.
Yeah, that's what he means.
I'm reading it, so, yeah. What? Shmini Atzeres
in the Kiddush in the
night time. Some people do just Kiddush.
Yeah.
So that makes it worse or better? It makes it better. Oh, because he's saying Shmini Atzeres as oh, I didn't realize. And what about benching? You bench quietly. Okay. What? I don't know. It's hard to draw a line. Try to answer that minig. I'm not trying to encourage it. Of course, it's geschmack in the sukkah. I like cold in the sukkah too. I don't know. It's not snowing. And you're a mitzvah. You always potter. What? Today it's snow in the Dakotas. Geschmack, so they have the shayla, it's a geschmack of shayla. If snow on the schach is like water and it's kosher, it's possible. Very geschmack. But is the snow collapsing the in the radio they don't say? They're not saying if in the Dakotas the schach is falling? Hey, yeah, I don't know. So you gotta move away. You gotta move away. You can't live in a place where you can never do Mr. Sukkah. Edmonton. So back to sleeping, it seems to be a stira. In the first place, he's saying that you do make a bracha if you don't plan to eat anymore. Most people go to sleep, don't plan to eat anymore. Now, sometimes I eat in the sukkah, and then I sleep. I don't go out of the sukkah, whatever. I learn there a little, and then I go to sleep. But sometimes. I want to tell you a very geschmack of gra on sukkahs. It's a beautiful Gra. The Gra is in Shir HaShirim, Apostle Dalid, in his Pirish. The Pirish Gra Shir HaShirim is extraordinary, and everything the Gra did is extraordinary. I originally saw this, and I was the spoil that it's not well known. And I mentioned it once at a Navi Shir, once here, so now it's better known, as you know, realize. A very Geshmaka Gra. The Gra answers the three famous kashas about Sukkis with one Chiddush. The famous kashas about Sukkis is why is it in Tishrei, not in Nissan? The tourist kasha. The tourist says because of the weather. But it's a well-known kasha. Another well-known kasha is why is there a Zecha for Ananei HaKavod and not for the Mon and not for the bear? Right? The Ananei HaKavod were Bishchus Aaron and the bear Bishchus Miriam and the Mon Bishchus Moshe. So why do we only make a Yantif for Ananei HaKavod and not for the other two? And the third kasha is why there's a mitzvah of Simchas Chag, all three Yom Tovim. Why does the Torah say it only by Sukkos? It only says Chag Simchas Seinu Dafka by Sukkos, and why it doesn't say it elsewhere? I believe it only says Chag Simchas Seinu in Re'eh. Does it say Chag Simchas Seinu earlier in Kisis? I think not. But what?
Going by Sukkos, it says three times.
It says what? Well, it says Visach Sameach, Chag Simchas Seinu, whatever. So anyway, these are three famous kashas. They all have different terutzim, and the Gra with one answer answers it up. The Gra says the pshat in the Yom Tov of Sukkos as follows. He says that when Klai saw sin by the eagle, the Ananei HaKavod left. When Klai Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yom Kippur, so he told Klal Yisrael that there's a mitzvah of building a mishkan. So the pasuk says, by building a mishkan, heviu oid nedava ba'boike ba'boike. There were 2 mornings, 2 days that they brought nedava, and v'amlocha isadayim, and he said stop. So Moshe Rabbeinu told them presumably on Yud Aleph. So the 2 bikers were Yud Beis and Yud Gimel, the 12th and 13th of Tishrei, that they brought the nedavas. On the next day, which was the 14th of Tishrei, the Chachmei Lev got together and organized, and they took the donations so that they could start building on Tezvav. It says that when did the Ananei HaKavod come back? Rashi, in the beginning of Pekudei, says, why is it called Mishkan HaEdus? He says, because when they started building the Mishkan, the Ananei HaKavod returned, and the Mishkan, Rashi's Lashon, is an Eidus LeYisrael SheVitor LeHem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ma'ase Egel SheHarei Hishra Shechinase B'Saychei. So the Gra says the Shechina came down on Tezvav in the form of Ananei HaKavod. The Ananei HaKavod returned on Tezvav Tishrei. The reason we have Sukkos on the 15th day of Tishrei, Zeichel Ananei HaKavod, not like the Mon and the bear. No, it's because that Ananei HaKavod came to show Kapora to Klal Yisrael. So Sukkos has 2 faces. It's the last of the Sholosh Regalim, Pesach Shavuos Sukkos, and it's the last of the Yemei Kapora. It's the last of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Sukkos, which is also why we have, every Yom Tov has 1 mitzvah, Matzah and Pesach, right, one primary mitzvah. Sukkos has Sukkah, and Arba Minim. So it's very geschmack. The Sukkah is Zecha Ananei HaKavod to Kapara. And the Lulav is a sign of Simcha. It says Hayumananim, by when they built the Beis HaMikdash, it was a sign of Simcha, of Yom Tov. So there are 2 aspects to Sukkah. Why Ananei? So the answer is, why is it in Tishrei? Because that's when it happened. Why Ananei HaKavod for Sitzas Kapara? And why Simcha? Obviously, this is the big Simcha. They simbari Egel. It took them 120 days plus 5 days. And the Ananei HaKavod came back, and Memela. So this is what the Gra says there in Shir HaShirim. Later I saw a matching Gra in the Siddur HaGra, Nisha Yisrael Siddur, in the Siddur HaGra. He doesn't refer back, he just says the following. He says, the Nus of Atav HaChatanu is Atav HaChatanu B'Kalo Amim, or Haftah Yisanu V'Ratzisabanu. He says, that's the Shalosh Regalim. Atav HaChatanu is Pesach, because Baruch Hu chose Klal Yisrael, Mekol Amim. A half day sonu, he says, is Matan Torah, like a chas and kala tachas a chuppah. Rotzisa banu, he says, is Sukkos. Rotzisa is a lashon of forgiving. Yaakov tells Esav, "Kareis Penecha Kreis Penei Elakim Vatur Tseini, or V'nirtzaloi L'chaper Olav. V'nirtzaloi. Nirtza means to be imigabet, to be to agree to forgive somebody. V'nirtzaloi L'chaper Olav. So he says Ritzisa Banu is kapara. He doesn't refer back to what he said there. He assumes you learned it, right? So it's such a geshmaka gra in giving a new face to this yantid. There's another gra. If you look in Shir Hashirim on Pasuk Tezvav, who adds a very geshmaka piece to it. I was thinking, and let me just say, I was just thinking, we find only once in Shas that I know of that Klal Yisrael gave special honor to Balei Tshuva. It says by the Simchas Pesach Sheyeva, they had a song, Ashrei Ziknaseinu Shenechaper Al Yaldaseinu. It says the Tzadikim Gemurim sang, Ashrei Ziknaseinu Shalai Nisbayish, Shalai Sabusha Al Yaldaseinu. It says the Balei Tshuva had their own song. They said, Ashrei Ziknaseinu Shekipro Al Yaldaseinu. It's good, Our Lady is, it's just a kapara to. The only place you find a song for Balei Tshuva, but it's very geschmack. Because Sukkis is the yomtiv of the kapara of the tshuva of Klal Yisrael, so it's very, very geshmak. It's a geshmak of gra, it should be better known, it answers so many kashas. And I think if you hold the gra in mind over yomtiv, you'll find it answers, I think, many, many other nekudas that are unique about Sukkis. Okay? Perek al pasig dalid. He says, sure, pasig aleph, beis, and gimel, or beis, gimel, and dalid are connected to three amim tovim. Aleph is introductory, beis is Pesach, Gimel is Shavuos, and Dalet is Sukkis, and he says this Nakuda. It's a very geshmak in Nakuda. Okay, in honor of Chol HaMoed, we're going to have a day off next Sunday. So we return him here, Hashem. What? It's Hashanah Rabbah. We will be down in Vesikin here, anybody who wants to join us. And in Yitzhah Hashem, we return this Sunday, Parshas Noyah. Love you, Shabbos, Shabbos, Bereishis.